I'm standing on Castle Hill in Sitka, regarded as one of the most historic locations in Alaska, with Patrice Bell. A little over 150 years ago, a member of her family stood on this same hill and watched the Russian double eagle come down and the 37-star flag of the United States go up.
My ancestor was Dr. Heinrich Tilling, who was the last medical doctor to serve the Russian-American Company. He was a Baltic German, graduated from Dorpat University in 1844, made two trips to Sitka, one in 1851-52, and then he came back in 1864 and stayed through the changeover from Russia to America, which is why I am here today.
This is your first time?
Yes, very, very excited and emotional to know that this is where he stood and the settlement stood.
So he came twice?
Yes, he did. He was employed by the Russian American Company as a physician. He had 2 5-year contracts. And the second contract, he decided to stay in the United States took 1 year's pay and with a return in 6 years, but sadly did not survive. He passed away at age 51 in 1871.
Teeling's prolific journals survived, however. In fact, the record of his first around-the-world trip with the Russian-American Company was published in German in 1854 and subsequently translated into English by his daughter, Bell's great-aunt. But like many physicians of his era, Teeling was about three-quarters naturalist. When he wasn't tending to patients, he was taking detailed notes about the area's flora and fauna.
So that's how he filled his days, was collecting specimens, and then he sent them back to St. Petersburg, Russia. And actually, there have been some plants that have been named after him. They have the, and it's Latin, T-I-L-I-N-G-I-I. So if you do a search on botanical names, you'll see some of his specimens.
Bell says copies of Teeling's journals have been in her family for as long as she can remember, but they've only recently put the whole story together. Teeling had two families. His first remained under the care of friends in Germany when his wife was committed to a mental institution. He subsequently divorced and remarried, and this family remained in California after his premature death in a riding accident near Nevada City at the age of 51. The two families were unknown to each other until recently.
Once again, the internet makes the world a smaller place. There was a Wikipedia article about him, which is fairly accurate, except for the part about the second family, since they didn't know, family members in Germany had no idea about our second family that stayed in the United States. So he was published in the botanical journals, the medical journals, but his real true love was botany. He really did enjoy this. And just seeing what he saw is just takes my breath away. It's just amazing.
Bell shows me a tiny photograph of Teeling that might have come from a locket. Castle Hill means different things to people, but for Bell and her family, it is a memorial.
This to me is my ground zero in that we don't really know exactly where Dr. Teeling is buried. So this is my ability to connect with him through this location.
Today's visit was just a day trip, a port call from the cruise ship Amsterdam. Bell says that she's already thinking about returning for a longer visit. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.